8:05, that's the time now. And the finance. In Tokyo, the Nikkei Index closed up 160 at 20,786. Last night in New York, the Dow Jones finished down 8 at 3,760. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong, that's down 89 at 9,396. On the foreign exchanges, the pound is down 0.33 against the dollar at just under $1.54. And the pound against the mark, 2.39 2/3. That's up a fraction. The weather now, Ian Forsyth.
It looks like being another mostly dry and warm day for London. The rest of this morning staying sunny and temperatures soon picking up. But in the afternoon there'll be a little more cloud around, and though many places will stay dry, there is about a 10 or 20% chance of a shower. Top temperatures will be similar to yesterday at 23 or 24 degrees at 73 to 75 Fahrenheit. Any showers will die out this evening, and there should be some sunshine before dusk. First half of the night should be dry and clear, temperatures down to about 14 degrees 57 Fahrenheit, but by morning it will be cloudy again, with rain reaching the London area around dawn. This is Ian Forsyth at the London Weather Centre.
The all-important traffic now, as we have another strike day to contend with. Matt Arnold and the DHL London Lookout.
We're heading down south now to have a look at the traffic around Croydon, but northbound up the A23, only slow in patches this morning. It's really moving rather well. Not the case, though, on the west side of town. On the A3, very, very heavy now on West Hill into the Wandsworth one-way system. Also Putney Hill, that's solid all the way up to the river at Putney Bridge there. So two to get out of the way of if you can. Northbound at Wandsworth Bridge, a lane out for roadworks there. That's not helping. It's making it very slow on Trinity Way now as you come into the Wandsworth Bridge roundabout. The Battersea Rise Burst Water Main, that seems to be moving fairly well around that, actually. Battersea Park Road, not too bad. London Bridge northbound, very heavy. Coming in from the east side, slow on the A13 from the Prince Regent Lane junction in towards Canning Town. Blackwall Tunnel still queuing back more than 3/4 mile. That's back past the Woolwich flyover for northbound traffic. The A2 is heavy coming into the Kidbrook Elbow, and it's pretty slow as well on the Old Kent Road, running up into the New Kent Road at the Bricklayers Arms flyover. Around the north side of London, problems at the Brent Cross flyover because of roadworks there. You can go from north to south through the interchange with the North Circuit, but you cannot turn right. That's coming down towards Hanger Lane, although a left turn is open to you. And the west side on the A40, solid really from Swakeley's roundabout to Hillingdon, then a gap and then busy again just before Hanger Lane into Old Oak Common. And the M4, basically that is queuing from the M25 into West Kensington. Matt Arnold in the London Lookout, delivered by DHL Worldwide Express. More now from Andrew.
On the motorways this morning, M25's got several hot spots for you. Firstly, anti-clockwise between junctions 21 and 18. The M1 around towards Chorley Wood, very slow there. Shibuya traffic causing the problems. In both directions around junction 25 and the Holmesdale Tunnel, more especially though going clockwise. And we've still got that broken down lorry. In fact, two earlier broken down lorries causing problems and leaving some lingering delays coming clockwise between junctions 10 and 11. A3 around towards Chertsey. The M3 at junction 3 down at Bagshot's rather slow coming London bound. The M1 southbound slow from junctions 9 to 8. Harpenden down towards Hemel Hempstead, and as Matt has mentioned to us already this morning, the M4 is still tailing all the way back down towards the M25 coming on the approach to those roadworks to Heston. On the trains this morning, strike number 10 is day 2. A third of services are running into all London stations with the exception of King's Cross station, which is closed, and on London's Underground because of the industrial action, no service on the District Line between Turnham Green and Richmond.
With Premier Points from Mobil, you can start collecting gifts right away at Argos, because what you don't have in points, you can make up in cash. Drive into Mobil. No tokens, no hassle, no end of choice.
Andrew Carter at the LBC Traffic Centre.
8:08, the sport now. The main story, speculation is mounting that Nigel Mansell is set to make a return to Formula One for the Williams-Renault team in a three-year deal said to be worth around £30 million. That would be his third spell for Williams, with whom he's won 27 races, including the World Championship. Racing today at York and Folkestone. 8:09, continue to call, if you will, about the two new London radio stations. We've had a barrow load of calls. They're still coming in, but if you want to voice your opinion, Peter Thornton, who is the director of programmes for the two new stations, which of course replace LBC in early October, he is very kindly staying on. He's been hard at it on your behalf since 7:10, and he'll be with us for as long as it takes, he says. So if you want to call him, please do so on 071 603 1152. In the meantime, while we hear this, thank you very much indeed for your interest. It's 8:09.
The LBC Oxfam Gala Variety Show for our London People's Plain for Rwanda, Sunday the 21st of August.
come fly with
a glittering evening with a lineup of stars, including Topol, Elizabeth Welch, Ron Moody, the stars of Phantom of the Opera, and Betty Buckley from Sunset Boulevard, plus the chart-topping Larry Adler, and the stars, the full orchestra, and the sumptuous settings from the Gershwin musical Crazy for You. Don't miss Come Fly With Me at the Prince Edward Theatre, 7 p.m. Sunday, the 21st of August. Tickets from £15 are available now. Call the LBC ticket line on 071-379-3742. That's 379-3742.
Tickets going extremely well. There are some tickets left, so if you want to pop along this coming Sunday evening, it's a super show. Now, the Rwanda numbers to ring, and again, credit card donations coming in very, very well indeed. We're well on the way to this £200,000, but however little or however much you feel you can contribute, if you haven't already done so, now is the time. For credit card donations, the number is 0800-55-7726. That's 0800-55-7726. And if you've got a fundraising idea and you want some publicity for it, what I'll do before 9 o'clock, I promise, honest, is to give you a lot of the best fundraising ideas that we've had over the last 24 hours. If you've got a fundraising idea and you want a bit of publicity for it, two things happen. I will try and publicize it on the program so that you get a lot of people along and make more money for us. And it also gives other people in other parts of London an idea on how to make money for us as well. So that's the Rwanda Action Line. Talk to Laura, Alice, or Mark on that. I'll give you the number twice. 071-605-3555. 071-605-3555. Right, back to the calls now. Peter Thornton is with us. Peter is the program director of the two news stations, London News 97.3 FM and London News Talk 11:52 AM, which will take to the airwaves at 6 AM on Wednesday, October the 5th, replacing LBC, which of course has lost its franchise and will cease broadcasting on that date. Right, Jeff from Wembley. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Douglas.
Your question for Peter Thornton,
yeah,
please.
A couple of quick points before I make my main point. One is, I was really sad when Angela Rippon had to go, but delighted that Tricia is coming back.
Tricia Ingrams, yes, yeah. One of the three women who are taking a very, very big part in the programmes, Peter.
It's sad, too, that LBC is not going to be called LBC, but that's perhaps, and by the way. My main point is, I feel you've got the stations the wrong way around, and I know this has to do with how you bid to the radio authority, but I sense the station that we're not supposed to listen to for more than just dip in and dip out should be on AM, and the one you want us to tune into and stay with all day should be on FM.
Well, this was one of the most difficult decisions that we had to make when we bid to the radio authority for these two licenses. We felt that that it was important to preserve LBC in spirit, if not in name. And we did a lot of research into who was listening to what. And we felt that preserving the best of LBC on the AM station was where probably most listeners listened for the longest period of time.
Right.
FM, people with FM radios and FM radios in their cars tend to have push buttons and so on, and they can, if they want, just dip in and out of the traffic services and the weather services and the sports results, finance and so on, which is going to be available on the FM. But I do have to say also that the two stations are complementary. We're going to cross-promote them.
That's good.
We're going to let you know what's on one and what's on the other, and we really hope that they amount really to one big station, one big talk and information station for London. Certainly hope that people won't just feel they have to dip in and out of the FM. It will be very listenable too. It'll be like a big breakfast information program which goes on, as I was saying earlier, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it'll be there at all those odd times when perhaps it might be felt that it's not worth providing it. But as long as some people need it, Christmas morning, New Year's Eve, all those kind of times, It will still be there. Broadcasting is information at fixed times, so that it will be, in the end, I'm sure, a kind of service to Londoners, which they will begin to feel is indispensable.
Jeff, thank you very much indeed. A lot of people, of course, tuning in at 8 o'clock won't have heard the lineup for the AM network. I think perhaps if you could bear to repeat that again, the people that are going to present the programmes, because yes. I suppose that stations do live or die, don't they, by the presenters, really, and whether people like them or not. I mean, we can have the top station directors, yes. but... it's always the presenters that people judge, for better or worse, the stations by, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, they are the face of the station and the sound of the station. And they are, in many ways, more important than station directors. Station directors really choose them and then go out for breakfast. But the new lineup for the AM station, and I have to say we're not yet announcing the lineup for the FM station. Where people have mentioned earlier on, can there be more women broadcasters? There will be more on that station. There will be experienced journalists presenting it. But on this station, we have a lot of very experienced presenters. We have Douglas Cameron himself, sitting beside me, obviously, who will be joined by Brian Hayes, who's coming back to launch the day on the new station from Monday to Thursday. Simon Bates is joining us from the FM channel. Robbie Vincent is coming out from Nightline. He'll be there in the afternoons. Petrock Trelawney, a new name to this station, but not to those of you who've been listening to Classic FM. He's joining us for the early evening news. Tricia Ingrams takes over First Edition. Jeremy Dry, a new broadcaster, a very exciting broadcaster, I think, will be joining us from BBC in Manchester. To take over Nightline, and at weekends, Clive Bull. The breakfast program, after Brian and Doug have finished on Thursday, will be taken over by Frank Boff and Sharma Pereira. Therese Birch will be there at the weekend. Simon Rose, who some people will know from the BBC, will also be doing a weekend program for us.
Lovely. Good. Rose from Dagenham. Next. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Could I ask you, could you please, please, please bring back the Saturday afternoon sports programme?
I have to say, Rose, we don't have any plan to do that at the moment. We do think that sport is very important. We certainly want to bring all the results and reports on sport. They will be there in a very regular way on the FM station, which will have a lot of sports news at the weekends. But we don't have any plans at this moment to bring back Sports Watch, I think is the program you're referring
yes.
to, which I know was very popular. But it's very complicated and difficult to organize a program like that. And unfortunately, in the last few years, it's been let go. And... we will certainly watch carefully and listen carefully to what our audience tells us about how much sport they want.
Well, at the moment, you see, I think I know a lot of people that used to listen. They have to go elsewhere on a Saturday afternoon. Other stations can manage to do it, and they have reporters at every match.
Well, we used to have reporters at every match on LBC.
You see, I think we're talking, Rose, if I may just put a word in here, about a new... couple of stations, and in a way, a lot of people are quite rightly assuming that it's a carry-on from LBC. Well, in a way it is, isn't it? Because you're hoping to reflect a lot of what is good about the two stations that are running at the moment. But the sport was let go, so for better or worse, it is difficult to get it going again.
Well, it is,
very complicated
really.
Operation.
And of course, other stations leapt in when LBC changed its mind about sport, and we certainly have to examine carefully over the next few months the audience response to what we're doing and what needs to be added or changed to the plans that we've got. And we'll certainly listen to what people tell us.
Peter, will you encourage listeners, after the first few weeks when they've had a listen to both stations, to write you and tell you what they would like to see?
Absolutely. And any ideas from any listener, we'd be very pleased to receive. Any thoughts?
Lovely. Good. I think we can get Sue from Walthamstow in now. At 90 minutes past 8 is the time. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I first please say, please don't bring back sports watch. There's plenty of sport everywhere else. Let them go everywhere else with this.
No, you can't please them all.
This is the problem of being a station program controller.
LBC is there for people that don't want to listen to sport all the time, and more power to your elbow on that. You said yourself that the face of the station is important, and it seems to me that the young element is going, forgive me, Douglas, but it would seem as though the only presenter under pensionable age is going to be Sharma Pereira. And I'd just like to, I'm really sorry that Steve Allen is going, because his program is young and that, but we have, everybody has their own favorites, obviously, and I have a feeling that there's more to Steve Allen going. I mean, I believe that he probably wants to go, you know, but that's not been said. But I'd like to know, I'm not that young, but I'm not that old either, and I'd like to know where the young element is going to be.
Well, certainly, younger presenters are being introduced. I mean, Simon Bates is still quite a young man.
Patrick Trelawney. Do you know how old Patrick Trelawney is?
I've no idea, no.
23. Patrick Trelawney was 2 years of age when this station came on air. So you can't get much younger than that. The youngest, I think, regular broadcaster in Britain.
True.
So I don't think you can accuse people of being too old on this station on an average, because Patrick would bring the average down to about 30, wouldn't he?
Patricia Ingram. I mean, we're trying here, as I said much earlier on, with new ones and old ones and loved ones and neglected ones, we are trying to bring in some younger presenters. I mean, Trish Ringrams is hardly of pensionable age.
She'll be after you, Sue.
Jeremy Dry is a young man who's just had his wife has just had her first baby. Clive Bull is still a young man.
Sharma Pereira isn't exactly looking for a bus pass yet.
And Therese Birch. They are young people with young families. I've just realised, strangely, Sharma has just had a first baby.
She had a baby.
I believe, or was just about to.
I'm not quite sure, really. Has Sharma Pereira had a baby yet? Nobody. She had a girl. Thank you. So we're getting information. There you are, Sue. You're getting some information here for nothing.
And Therese Birch is with a young child. So we're trying to bring in people with who do actually have young families, who know what it's like to have their life disrupted and so on in all these ways, and have all these worries about education and what school they're going to send their children to, all of those kind of things, the kind of things that younger listeners are actually anxious about. We want our presenters to know about them.
That's right. Wendy of West Hampstead, can we do Wendy before the traffic? Yes, we can. No, we can't. We'll do Wendy after the break. It's now 8:22. And we'll have the traffic now. Matt Arnold in the DHL London Lookout.
Just following the Old Kent Road up towards London. It's actually getting a little bit better now. Still a bit slow from Deptford to New Cross. And then we're just coming across the queue now, which starts at the Bricklayers Arms flyover, going up to the Elephant and Castle. But there's definitely an improvement. The Blackwall Tunnel queue northbound, that's improved as well. Just a quarter of a mile or so now, heading up to cross the Thames at that point. There's a broken down lorry, though. If you're turning off at the Sun in the Sands roundabout to head across Shooters Hill Road, you'll find it just around the corner in the middle lane, only queuing for about 100 yards behind it, so not too bad. Still very bad on the west side of London, though. The Wandsworth Onway system is taining back all the way up West Hill to Tibbetts Corner, and also Putney Bridge, the traffic trying to cross northbound there, that's turning back to Tibbetts Corner as well. The problems on the M4, busy from the M25 in towards Junction 4 because of the roadworks there. A little bit of a gap after Junction 3, but solid again on the elevated section in towards the roadworks in West Kensington on the A4, so that's a nasty queue. The A40 queuing at the Hillingdon roadworks from Swakeley's roundabout, and also just before the Hanger Lane directory is the start of the next queue. That one's staying solid right through to Old Oak Common. Matt Arnold in the London Lookout, delivered by DHL Worldwide Express. More now from Andrew.
On the motorways this morning, still some lengthy problems on the M25. Let's start off with the 10 to 11 roadworks. Good news from that earlier broken down lorry. In fact, there was two of them. They've now been moved, but there's a significant queue in their wake, I'm afraid. That's stretching all the way back, almost Junction 9. That's the Leatherhead Tunnel, so rather slow there. And still anti-clockwise between Junctions 21 and 18, the M1 down towards Chorley Wood. Other motorways, M4 eastbound back to the M25, going down towards the roadworks at Heston, and the M3 still extremely slow from Junction 4 to 3. That's coming up from Camberley to the Bagshot turn-off. On the underground, in fact, public transport, we're just hearing that Victoria Tube and above-ground British Rail Station has been closed because of a security alert. And on the train's journey this morning, because of the industrial action, only a third of service is running to all London stations, bar King's Cross Station, which is still closed.
Save time and hotel bills when visiting your other offices. Make a flying visit in a Linton helicopter. Call us now on 0895 83 5000.
Andrew Carter at the LBC Traffic Centre.
24 and a half minutes past eight.
The ultimate gold collection. All your favourite tracks on one sensational album. 40 classic cuts on one double CD and cassette. Over 2 hours of solid gold action. Featuring Jerry Rafferty, Fleetwood Mac, Chris Brill, and Robert.
Did you know you could be paying for something you haven't got? Did you know most firms roll their photocopier settlement terms into your next lease contract? Did you know if you upgrade, the monthly charge usually includes the outstanding payments on your old machine as well as the cost of the new one? That could account for 40% of the cost you're paying for your present copier. 40% is the average. Not a lot of people know that. But a lot of people are paying for a copier they don't even have anymore. Not with Southern Business Group. With our Easy Change lease agreement, you only pay for the machine you're using. Easy Change. Competitively priced now, but its future benefits are unrivaled. Southern Business Group. The much copied copier company. Southern Business Group. Easy Change. Only from Southern Business Group. 081 763 1010.
This is Douglas Cameron's breakfast call.
26 minutes past eight. And Wendy has rung me from West Hampstead. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Douglas. Can I say that I'm absolutely delighted what I've heard so far.
Good.
I welcome the changes. I'm very pleased that we're having a change in the afternoon, but could the gentleman please tell me, will Trace still be doing her gardening phone-in on a Saturday morning?
Trace Birch.
Yes, that's my favourite bit of all.
Right.
I believe that she will. We've no intention of dropping the fix-it phone-in, which we introduced. It must have been fairly early on in the 1980s, and it's been a big success. And we certainly want to continue that question and answer session.
Well, thank you from the bottom of my heart, from a lot of Londoners. We love that programme very much. And good luck to the rest of you. I think the changes sound great.
Wendy, thank you very much
indeed. Thank you very much, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
I think it must be said that a lot of people may not realise, Peter, because powerful that you may be, but you are in the back room, really, that you were editorial director of this radio station in what many people would describe as its most successful years in the mid-80s. I know you've been with the station since 1973, but you were in charge of overall editorial policy in what, yes, a lot of people say were the glory days of LBC in the 1980s.
That's true. I hope that I'll be able to continue for a long time to come doing it. It's very nice to be back here, despite the fact that, as we observe here, we can't please everybody. We can only do our best to please as many people as we can.
Now, a lot of calls, and this is the last couple of minutes, so I must let you go now, but a lot of calls saying, is there any chance of London Radio going national?
Well, it's interesting. I think that London Radio is what it's called. It is London Radio. It has all the advantages and strengths of serving one region. When there's a crime, we don't say it happens in West London, we say it happens in King Street, Hammersmith.
Yes.
We know our area. The people who call in know they're calling in to people who have similar experiences to each other and to the presenters. They travel on the same buses, they go to the same restaurants, they have the same problems, and they live in the same city. Now, I know that there are national phone-in programs starting in the course of the next year or so, and I wish them well, but I think they will have a considerable disadvantage over what this station has. It can really identify with the city in which we all live in or around, and we are all We all have the same experiences. We are all the same sort of people. And I think it gives the station a tremendous family feel, which one is witnessed by the calls this morning.
Well, I wasn't here at the start, although I did come to LBC in March of 1974. You have been here with one short break since LBC started, way back in October 1973. There was one station on air then. There are now over 100 commercial stations. We've got a lot of competition, but indeed I think competition is good, and it shows now the power of radio, doesn't it, as an advertising medium and more people listening. It's an exciting time to start two new stations.
Oh, it is a very exciting time. And I think it is a witness of the strength of LBC that with all this competition, there are still well over a million, nearly a million and a half people listen to the station every week. And I'm a listener too, and I want to create the most exciting radio station to listen to. And I think that these are exciting times for radio. These are very exciting times for LBC and for London radio. And I'm sure that listening to the audience, taking note of what people say, we can provide a station that people will really want to listen to.
Peter Thornton, thank you very much indeed for being with us for the past hour and a half. It's 8:30.
This is London Talkback Radio, 11:52 a.m., 261 meters medium wave.
The news at 8:30 on London Talkback Radio. Carlos the Jackal faces a French judge.
Joined by Ex-Cathedra Chamber Choir.